what happened to get you into the drawing office?
Well, I, at the time, I hadn't particularly thought about going into the drawing office. I was quite happy being an instructor in the training school. I was absolutely delighted in what I did. And as well as teaching others, I was able to learn a lot myself along the way. I'd already started back at a technical college, and I was then embarked on a course of a Higher National Certificate in Mechanical Engineering. And one day it was a personnel manager, a guy called Jeff Morton, asked me down, and he said, I've just been wondering. He said, I think maybe, you know, you might like to go into the drawing office. He said, I think I can arrange an interview with Steve Davis, the chief draftsman. How do you feel about it? And I'm happy where I am. But I thought, okay, I'll give it a go. And so I had an interview with Steve Davis. And I think the first thing he said to me, I hear you might be a little bit reluctant, not sure whether you want to join us or not. And he said, on the other hand, we might not be so keen to have you. And anyway, he interviewed me a bit and asked me, had I done any technical drawing? And I said, yes, and my ordinary national certificate course. He said, okay, we'll give it a go. So I went up into the drawing office in 1958, I think it was. And the difference there was we didn't start work till 8:30. We dressed in a suit instead of a boiler suit. By that time, I got a motorbike, so travelling in wasn't too much of a problem. But it was another world. I mean, there I was, an insecure person, finding myself amongst a drawing office of about 50-plus people, going around in suits and ties and etc. But I did feel quite insecure to start with. But I found everyone so very, very helpful. And my insecurity soon disappeared.